How are you doing?
Reception. I am fantastic. How are you? I'm sorry I look a mess.
It's all good. You're fine.
This is what people don't talk about when it comes to entrepreneurship, is that you have to literally do things on the fly and chant and plans change. So
here,
money.
Here you are as you are, and that's okay. You know, that's all that matters. Well, first off, thank you for joining. Always a pleasure to connect with people. Remind me, where are you from?
So I am from Virginia originally, but I reside here in Houston, Texas.
You live in Houston, Texas?
I do.
Mm-hmm. How long you been in Houston?
About 4 years now. So I just passed my 4-year anniversary this summer.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. I've been to Houston a couple times. I'm not a fan of the zoning. It's the only thing I don't like about Houston. Traffic's bad. You miss a Etsy. You gotta go around, and you know, they got some good food spots and things like that. A lot of good things.
Yeah, the traffic is nobody is really a fan of the traffic here. So you are not alone. Just know that.
I just want to make sure. I know people talk about Houston like it's the greatest place ever. I'm like, you gotta also
It is once you get through the traffic, then you get to where you're going. You gotta get there first.
Okay. So entrepreneurship. So tell me something about you. Like who are you to the world today? What all do you do? I know when you filled out the form, I saw so many different things that you did, so many different things that you're a part of. It's like, how do we get into this realm of entrepreneurship?
Well, so for those who don't know me, I go by MBAJ on social media. So that's my, social media name, if you will. My government, if you will, is Justice. So I do answer to both. Now I do work full time in addition to what I do. So shout out to all those full time working entrepreneurs out there. I see you, I hear you, and I live that life too. You're not alone. It's a struggle, but it's okay because we have goals and places to be. So in short, the three things that I focus on right now are my dog breeding, my career coaching, and then my real estate investment. So my real estate investment is like on the back burner right now. It is. My real estate investing is kind of like on the back burner right now, because I finally, by the grace of God, found a good tenant for my rental property. So now I'm just, being a landlord, a little hands off action here and there, maybe a repair or two, but maybe other than that, that's it. So that is absolutely phenomenal. No, I'm serious, because I had the property listed on Airbnb and I was doing all like the cleaning and stuff, all the promotions. So, I mean, it was just so much time that I spent over there. So I'm so happy to have somebody in there so that I can get my time back, because it was a lot. And then I also breed dogs as well. So I breed poodles and doodles. Obviously, I live here in Houston, Texas, but we do have delivery nationwide. We have flight nannies that will get our puppies anywhere that, a loving family will bring them. And then lastly, my career coaching. So I do offer career coaching services in addition to resume editing services. And I do have a six-figure resume template. And that is online at my Stand store now. And then I also have the Threads Unleashed guide. So I do kind of like passively sell that as well for like social media advancement. But like really where my passion is in career advancement and helping people not make the same mistakes that I did in corporate America, so that you don't get what I've got from corporate America, which is absolute dog sugar honey iced tea.
Sugar honey iced tea is...
You don't want that.
Okay, so you're helping me out right here. This is good. All right, so dog breeding, there's a little bit of Airbnb, and there's...
There was, not anymore.
Okay, and then there's kind of like career advancement. So take me to the... Let's start with career advancement, since you mentioned that in great statement. What did you do in corporate America?
So right now I'm still in corporate America. So my goal is to transition to full-time entrepreneurship. But what I do is I work in sales. So, prior to my current role, I was in pharmaceutical sales, and, currently it's just like kind of general medical sales, but that's kind of like the industry is medical sales. And then in that industry, you have, your pharmaceutical sales, your medical device sales, your medical surgical, stuff. I mean, you can literally sell anything. It's crazy. Like there's even like a technology that's on the verge of being a software and a prescription thing that people sell. So it's really cool. So it's a very interesting trade or line of work, if you will. But I realized very quickly that I did not want to work for someone else.
Well, what are the pros that you have learned in working in sales? I'm sure you learned a lot in that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just first of all, learning the sales cycle and what that looks like, and like basically knowing how to identify it for like different businesses. So what my dog breeding sales cycle looks like is different than what my career coaching sales cycle looks like. So that's something that's really important, in addition to like just closing on deals. So like getting people to agree to, you know, buy your product, or getting people to agree to participate in whatever experiment you have going on. All of those things are part of sales.
Okay. And then switching over to dog breeding, when did you get into that? How long have you been into that?
So about a year and a half. Started early 2023, and I got into it by accident.
The fine accident.
So I have one of my dogs. He's actually in here right now. His name is Roman. I've had him since I was 17 years old. Most people that have known me since back in the day, they know that that's my road dog, right? Now, this man, he just turned, I think his birthday is actually this week. So he just turned 10. Okay.
So
happy birthday, Roman. Anyway, he's just over there laying on my pillow, like, whatever, lady. To make a long story short, those of us who are dog moms, we know that once our dogs get, you know, mature, seasoned, and they get a little full of themselves. So basically, I need a lot of emotional support. He's my emotional support animal. However, he got a little bad at his job because I was needing emotional support and he was ignoring me. So I decided to get two puppies, and I said, okay, well, you guys will love me because you're puppies. That's what puppies do, right? Okay, fantastic. I got my puppies and everything cool, right? Up until about 6-7 months later, you know, Mother Nature gets to kick in and things start to happen. So those things started to happen, and those things happened. And when I found out that she was pregnant, I said, oh, my goodness, these puppies can't stay here. Where are they going to go? I got to find somewhere to go. So just like delivering the puppies with my baby girl and, you know, raising them, because they have to stay with their mom for at least like 6-7 weeks minimum. They're really supposed to stay for like 8 or 9 weeks, but they're supposed to stay with their mom for at least 6 or 7 weeks. So with that, I really enjoyed taking care of the puppies. Like, I don't know what, I still to this day, I just love animals. So it just made me so super duper happy. So, you know, once I had like found homes for them, I was like, God, are you telling me something right now? Why am I so happy with you? Making me so happy, you know? So, you know, took a leap and I just poured everything I had. I invested, you know, all my money into getting my breeding dogs. And then, you know, because once you get them, they're puppies. So you have to wait until they get mature and, you know, it's safe to breed them. So, you know, I basically started that early last year, 2023, and things are starting to pick up. So I'm really, really excited. But, I've had three litters of puppies so far. And it just never gets old. So I really enjoy myself.
So it really was by accident. Like, it
wasn't. Yeah. Like, no, I'm this serious. It was truly an accident. Like, but I've loved dogs since I was 5 years old. So it's like, it wasn't like, it was like weird, but it was like, okay, I'm gonna obey this. Let me just obey this, because this, you know, this is making me very, very happy. Let's obey it. Let's listen to it. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's it's always funny how things work like that.
Isn't it funny? I mean, I never would have get, like, when I first moved to Houston, being a dog breeder was not on my radar at all.
Yeah. What led you to Houston? Just an opportunity or just?
Exactly. So I graduated from Hampton University. Go. Okay. So I graduated from the illustrious Hampton University with my MBA. And at the 5-year MBA program at Hampton University, once you graduate with your MBA, you leave with your degree and a job offer. So I
left
my degree and my job offer brought me here. And they relocated me. So I said, okay, well, you paying, I'm going. It is that simple.
It's that simple. So what do you enjoy mostly about Houston since you're down there?
This is my city for real. This is a really nice city. Like when my mom was my age, her city was Atlanta. And Atlanta, you know, everybody know Atlanta back in the day was popping. It's still popping.
But it's nice.
Like, exactly. It's still popping. But like for me, like Houston to me is what Atlanta was to my mom. So it's just like, and it's always been in my heart, truly and honestly. Like when I was younger, my dad, he spent a lot of time here. My dad spent a lot of time here. He would always call me from Houston. Like I would always see 832 numbers. So it was like Houston was like, you know, sprinkled throughout my life. So then when I got the job offered down here, I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Immediately. Let's go. One of the things I really love about Houston is that there is just so much opportunity here. There is so much opportunity here. You can be anything. You can be anyone. You can be who you want to be. And it's an amazing place to start over. Like, and I also love that you get, it's literally the best of both worlds. So if you are a hood person and you like the trenches, you can go kick it with the slabs on Sunday fun day, get you some barbecue and kick it in the car. Or if you're like a, you know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious.
I appreciate the honesty. I really do. And a part of me is like, this sounds great right now. I'm just like, you're selling me. You're selling me about Houston. So that's why I love
it. Well, I'm just telling you. So you can, you know what I'm saying? You can go kick it Sunday fun day with the cars and see them swinging, get you some barbecue from the man in the barbecue truck that's selling barbecue out his truck, like literally. Or you can, you know, go to the Galleria River Oaks and head to a nice little Mastro's Steak 48, get done up, get cute, and go, you know, be a luxury girly or whoever you are. So you can literally do anything as far as like, you know, who you want to be. And then as far as just opportunities to make money and grow, being whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you want to, you know, be just, you know, have a job, go to work and come home every day. And that's fulfilling to you. You can do that here, too. Like there's literally so much. So if you above Houston, something's wrong.
Dude, as soon as you said slabs and slinging, I was.
You're like, wait a minute now.
I'm a big fan of Houston. I'm a big fan of Houston music, especially like in the older days, like Big Pope and them. So how do you balance both doing entrepreneurship and, you know, the corporate life? I think that I know that a lot of entrepreneurs try not to talk about they do both, but I know a lot of them do.
We have to until we get to the point where we can be a full-time entrepreneur, or until we get to the point where we realize, you know what, I thought I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but that's not the life I want to live. Like, I'm gonna just work for them and let them do all that hard stuff. That's fair, you know, but the reality is that until you juggle both to understand what you are enjoy and hate about both, you can't make that decision. And I mean, the reality is that from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm on the clock, period. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., I'm on the clock. 24/7 from 5 p.m. and on, I'm still on the clock. But for all things MBHA Enterprises. So, like, and it's so funny because I was selling puppies a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, actually. And I saw a couple of my, you know, very close colleagues, and they were like, when are you not working? I'm always working.
8 to 5 turns to 26.
Yeah, I mean, correct. I tell my people at work, like, I tell my clients, I'm like, listen, if you see me outside of here, it won't me. It wasn't me. Just saying.
You are hilarious.
I'm glad you're. I'm glad.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah, it's just you just being authentic self. And I had a feeling like when I get a gauge on people, I'm like, I think she's gonna be funny. I just have a good eye for that. So if you don't mind me asking, because I do like to get into these topics sometimes, and just to kind of give you some background about me, I am a counselor, about to be a therapist. So I always try to find perspective. Thank you. I've tried to find perspective in things. So trying to balance both, has that kind of affected potentially like dating life, for example? Like people not under...
Oh my goodness. It's actually...
I gotta ask. I mean,
it's funny because it does affect it. But the reality is that it doesn't matter where you are in your life. Like, you will make time for what is important to you and what serves you, what makes you happy, what feeds you spiritually and mentally. So, to answer your question, ain't nobody really doing that, so they don't get my time. Now, somebody come through here, baby, and they feeding me spiritually, mentally. We're feeding each other spiritually and mentally because I'm all about, you know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street, right? We're feeding each other spiritually, mentally. We're enjoying, you know, spending time with each other. Absolutely. You know, I will set time aside to spend time with them. And yes, you do have to set time aside. But like, I love Pilates and yoga, and I do that all throughout the week as well while I balance working full time and being an entrepreneur. But I set that time aside because that meditation and that movement is important for me to keep going. Similar to relationships and human interaction. I have a couple of friends. One of my friends I just met recently here within the last, like, I would say over the summer. And, you know, she has inspired me a lot to, you know, continue creating my content. And I have to make time to spend time with her. But it's a friendship where it's equally yoked, and we're both feeding into each other, investing time and energy into each other. So it's important to me to make that time to feed that relationship so it can flourish.
Yeah. I love the awareness. I think that's good.
I try to be. Honey, you said, listen, you said you're a counselor, about to be a therapist.
Yeah.
My therapist, baby, she got some stories about me.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, no, that's, when I meet with my clients, I always, I hear things sometimes, and I actually have a good mix. I have women and men. And so, in today's time, I do have a lot of women that are entrepreneurs, and then they talk about, I think that's why I sparked the thought. They talk about their struggles with dating.
Yeah, I mean, it is a struggle. I mean, for me, the biggest struggle is just finding somebody that's worth my time. As I'm sure the struggle is similar for you, you know, as the man as well, to find a woman that's worth your time. I mean, you know, assuming that you are still in the dating market, is the struggle for men, you know, and a lot of my, like, you know, men, male friends, they say the same thing. Like, it's a struggle for them to find somebody worth their time, because it is. It is. But when I, you know, if there is somebody, because I'm not necessarily looking for anybody. Only thing I'm looking for is Jesus. But as I'm looking for Jesus everywhere I go. But like, when that person does find me, if it is fruitful and it provides value, of course I'm going to make time for it. But you don't take time away from yourself for things that don't pour back into you. That makes zero sense to me.
That's a fair point. The time point is always a little bit intriguing to me. And I'll tell you why. This is why I always say, I mean, your perspective is very valuable in this point, because you often don't hear that. You're very big on reciprocating. And I will be honest with you, a lot of people that I have talked to, is the viewpoint isn't like that. It's more so, when the guy does enough, then I will reciprocate. And I think that to a point, there's some truth to that.
Because if you're not doing anything, what can I reciprocate?
You want to take this podcast? You want this mic? You want to take?
Nope. I don't want it.
You don't want it? You sure?
I don't want it. I'm just saying.
No, that's true. I think.
Let's get into it, because I love it when a man talk about, you know, they in a reciprocity, because that's all you hear a man talking about. But it's like, okay, but what am I reciprocating?
Yes. Yes.
Because I want it. I want to reciprocate because I'm just that type of person. I'm a giving person. Like, I was raised to be a giving person, a loving person, a selfless person. That's who my mama raised me to be.
Yeah, so, no, it's real.
You know, I just always find it interesting when I hear men say that, and I'd be like, "Do you don't even realize he's talking to you? Like, I would literally give you the world, sir."
I think a lot of men do have a negative thought based off of their experiences that they're very giving. They don't get the same thing back. Well, they have to give and endure so much to get maybe a third of it back, you know? And so when you do kind of find those in between that are willing to give you everything, it's kind of hard to find out if they'd be able to do that if they aren't doing that in maybe a timely manner in which they would like to see it.
Yeah, I just think we all in the same boat. I think everybody's in the same boat of they've had these terrible experiences and now they're guarding themselves, but they're guarding themselves almost like to their detriment, men and women alike, both of us. Because I've fumbled a few fantastic men. I'm not even.
I appreciate the honesty.
I have fumbled a few phenomenal men. And I didn't even try to double back and, you know what I'm saying? It just ain't work. But it's, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. I'm going to leave that where they are. And I'm gonna, I release them to the general public because I want ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. But it's also okay, like, as a man, as a woman, if you're not ready to, if you ain't ready for what you asking for, really, because that's the T. People are not prepared for what they ask for what they want, what they desire.
I've been to that. I'm a firm believer in that. I think that's one of the biggest issues. Yeah, that's one of the biggest issues in dating today. Not even just like what people do. I don't think people understand what is truly required to obtain and keep the things that they're asking for, both men and women. Just saying. So I appreciate you saying you fumbled people. A lot of women wouldn't do that. And I give you.
So let's get into it. Do you think the amount of men that I fumble compares to the amount of men that fumbled me?
Of course not.
Thank you.
No, I think a lot of men fumble a lot of great women. 100%. No. It's
I mean, very... I'm not saying me when I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Oops.
It's very rare for a woman to
say. He was not for me. We are all exactly where we're supposed to be. So.
Mm-hmm. So what is your future outlook? Like, what is your ultimate goal in all this with everything that you're doing? Like, what are you trying to achieve in this? I know full-time entrepreneurship is the goal, but what does that look like to you?
Well, I mean, truly and honestly, full-time entrepreneurship is my goal so that I could be a dedicated wife and mother. I don't want to have to work for a corporation that consumes my time. I want to be able to be a dedicated wife and mother and do all that other extra stuff in between. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are things that I'm, you know, trying to just fill in those gaps in, like, oh, I done woke up, I done got them kids and that man out the house. Okay, now I have about 2 hours before I get to Pilates class. Okay, now with those 2 hours, I can go take care of some puppies. I can have a quick one-on-one coaching call, get to my Pilates, go grocery shopping. Then I have another 2 to 3 hour break until I go pick up my children from school. Okie dokie, that's enough time for another coaching call, maybe editing a resume. And then maybe I need to go buy the rental property to go check out a repair or something. I can go do that. Oop, and baby, it's time for me to go get my children. So I'm calling my husband on the way to go get our children because I'm able to do that. Because I've set myself up in a way that allows me to do that. And I've also set myself up in a way to where when my husband finds me, he knows that I have a plan for us and our family, and I have something for us to build on. I'm not just coming asking for you to build everything from your foundation. No, I already have my foundation, and now I'm bringing what I have to you and what you have, and now we can have it together and build up from there. For our family. So that's my goal. I'm a hopeless romantic. I really am.
I'm starting to get that vibe. I feel like I'm the same way.
I do want to have a family. So that's all I really want. I'm like this whole the working. Have you seen that meme where it said I'm so sick of
working.
Yes, that's me. So. That is my goals with my entrepreneur entrepreneurial journey, so that I can, you know, and then also, you know, want to be able to, I'll be able to pass that off to my kids too. So,
yeah. Does the man of your dreams, does he have to be entrepreneur too?
He can be whatever he wants to be. I mean, he doesn't have to be. It would be fantastic if he was. But I also think that there's something to say for a man that, you know, is steadfast in his career and is, you know, focused on that too. So it doesn't, I don't care what he does as long as he's successful at it.
That's a great answer. I appreciate that answer. And I do think a view can be skewed sometimes. I don't think everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be no entrepreneur. I mean, baby, you wanna hold down the job so we can get them good benefits? I'm here for it. Let's do it.
Oh, my.
I just don't know how to act, so that's why I don't need to be in corporate America, as you can clearly see.
I'm trying to envision you in medical sales right now. I can see. I can also see how you can be good though, because of the personality. But I would like to hear your corporate voice now, just for the sake of, or is it like this? This is it.
No. This is it. I'm sorry. I ain't got one. This is it. I'm sorry. What you see is what you get. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's, I mean, gotta keep it real.
For my, like, even my current role, like, I was on that type of time with my current job. I was like, listen, this is it. No, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, that whole code switching stuff, I refuse. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it. It's too exhausting.
It is very exhausting. In your space, if you don't mind me asking, in your space, are you one of few Black people? I would assume med sales, you might be the only one.
Well, I mean, in my previous role, I was not, it was not as scarce. In my current role, it is very scarce. Very, very scarce. Which, you know, I mean, again, it just is what it is. I'm here to pay my bills right now, not for forever. So. And that's the thing. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So I don't need to see myself in every one of you. I don't need to come to work and need friends. I'm networking outside of work because that is where my true purpose is, because I feel like that's where I'm making the true impact. I mean, I'm cool. I'm good at my job now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get stuff done and I do what I'm supposed to do. I come into work every day and I do what's expected of me. I do my best every single day. That's like, I don't know what else you want from me other than for me to do my best every day. That's all I got. So if you want something else, oh well. That's all I got is my best.
Yeah, that is hilarious. Since we were just kind of talking about dating and relationships, and I think we met via Threads, and also thank you for reaching out to me about that. You're one of many, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around how many people actually were serious about it.
Because Threads is it. Threads is tea right now.
It is. But, you know, like, when some people, you know, when you put out something, it's like, oh, I'm interested, and then you, like, send something to them, and then it's like, oh, I'm not going,
like,
to,
like, okay, so. You know, yeah, no, I mean, that's all I get all the time with my puppies. Like, people always are interested, or like they don't want to, like, pay the price for the puppy. Like, sweetheart, this is a designer dog. Like, what, you want to be like Paris Hilton with the Paris Hilton designer dog, but you don't have Paris Hilton money, honey.
How much you charge for your dogs?
I mean they vary in price, but they start at $1,800 and they go up.
Are these purebreds?
No, they're doodles, but they all have genetic tests and everything. And they're like, so their parents have paper. So I do standard golden doodles, mini cockapoos, toy Aussie doodles, and Moyen poodle, which are purebred. Moyen poodles are the purebred ones.
Yes.
But all of my dogs are genetic tested against like disease. So they've all cleared my standards as far as making sure they don't have any genetic issues they will pass on to their children. Their children, i.e. the puppies, for the public. And just want to take care of these. They in my house.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how many do you typically have at a time? Like, the litter?
Well, so that's up to Mother Nature. And that's one of the beautiful things about this line of work, is that there is so much uncertainty, because it's all up to Mother Nature. So Like exact, for example, how many puppies I could, like, my dog can have. She can have anywhere from 4 to 6. I don't know. So sometimes, like last time we had 4, but the first 2 times she had 5. So we were a puppy down this time. But, you know, they're all beautiful and healthy. I don't care about the number as long as they're all beautiful and healthy. As long as they're all fat, healthy puppies thriving, that's all I need, right? And then, but I mean, the next couple months are going to be a little crazy for me because I'll have 2 litters of puppies. I'll have golden doodles and cockapoos. It's going to be crazy because speaking of accidents, my cockapoo, she done, you know what I'm saying? We're now expecting, and this was supposed to be her little break, but it got a little too serious around here and I couldn't keep it. So, you know, for my breaders out there, if you know, you know, but it got serious. I know we're trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep it cute and clean, but I'm just leaving it at that.
It's part of the business, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, you know, she got gat. So we will have her some puppies here in 4 months, basically. They will be from them breeding to them puppies being ready to go home is about 4 months time frame. So I will have 2 litters of puppies at the same time. And then immediately after that, I will have Aussie doodles. So it's just going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about that. So to answer your question, as far as how many dogs I can have at a time, I personally have 8 dogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them are poodles. Or like a poodle mix. And then the other one, I have a golden retriever, a Australian shepherd, and then my Roman, my big dog, my 10-year-old young man.
You truly are a dog mom. Wow, that's
dog mom. And I mean, I tell people all the time, like, I'm a crazy dog lady. And honestly, like, when men try to talk to me, I tell them that to scare them away.
Why?
If it's, excuse me, if it's somebody I don't want to talk to, I will tell them that.
Oh, about the same. Like,
you want to talk to me? I got 8 dogs at home. Mm-mm. Nope. You don't want that.
I'm about to say, if that was just your regular go-to,
definitely not my go-to. That would be a little crazy. But, that to me, like when I tell people that I breed dogs, you know, it's really truly a test of, how like open-minded they are, and if they're truly here because they want to, you know, get to know me, or if they're like, ooh, she's got too much going on, I can't deal with that. But it's like, okay, if it's too much for you, it's too much for you.
Yeah, no, that's real. So with the career advancement, the coaching piece with that, what is your objective with that when people come to you?
So right now I have 2 offerings, 3. I'm working on 3, but I have 2 out right now. So right now I have my resume guide, or my resume template, if you will. So it's basically the resume template that landed me 5 corporate roles by the age of 27 across, what is it, 3 different Fortune 500 companies? Yes. So I put that template on basically out for, you know, people to use and to, you know, try it to streamline their resume, clean it up, make it real cute, tight. When a recruiter looks at that resume, I get even from when I was in college, like when I was get recruiters looking at that resume, like it's just the faces. It never fails. So, you know, I have, just from me handing over that resume, I had gotten interviews at like several different Fortune 500 pharmaceutical companies. And literally like on the spot for me handing the resume over. So I do offer that. And I think that is $65 right now, but I think I have it on online for $35 right now. It's like I think I have it on discount. I don't know where my phone went. I'll check that, but never mind. And then I also have my one-on-one coaching calls as well. So those are $75 for an hour of just one-on-one coaching. Like, it can be whatever you need, whether it's just like Q&A, you have like questions about an interview, like whatever it is that you need. Hour of my time, $75, and I help you with whatever you need. And then I just finished writing my resume ebook. So that is like very detailed on how to execute the resume guide that I've given you. Now, if you are a very like you know, type A person where you can just look at it and be like, okay, boom, I got it. I know what I need to do there. You may not need the book, but if you need like somebody to break it down, like down to the roots, honey. Okay. That's the book. That's the book. The ebook breaks it down, gives you all of the tea and tells you not just what to do, but why you need to do it and how to do it. So working on editing that right now. And I'm currently like kind of teetering on whether to keep it ebook or if I want to make a hard copy. So that's where I am right now with at least my offerings. And then the goal is to just like really just help people because I realized that I was like struggling to advance in corporate America when I did want to advance. As a Black woman wanting to advance, like the stuff that they would tell me, like, it's just, you wouldn't believe it. Like, when I wanted to be promoted at my previous role, right? So I'm working towards the promotion and doing all of this stuff. I have my hands in all types of stuff. And, like, they just tell me, like, okay, well, we did the little, you know, promotion meeting or whatever. And, you know, they're not going to put you up for promotion this year. You're doing some phenomenal, amazing things for the company, but it's just not enough.
So like the bar kept being moved.
Exactly. It's like the goal kept being moved. And I mean, instead of them just telling me like, listen, it's just politics at this point, because that's all it was politics. Instead of somebody just like, you know, telling me, which, you know, maybe they can't tell you that. I don't know. I don't wish to find out either. My deduction was that it was politics, right? But just like what you said, like the goalpost kept being moved. It was like literally they would give me a hurdle, jump it, clear it, boom, knock it out the park. Okay, what's next? Literally just doing that. And I just said, I'm done. I've had it. And I don't want, you know, anybody to go through that. If they want help, I want to be there to help. So, yeah. You know, basically just telling people what not to do. Don't do what I did. Okay? Just don't do what I did. I'm not here to tell you, you know, exactly what to do, per se, because each company is different. So I can't tell you how to navigate your exact company. That's why we have sponsors and mentors within the company. And we're in to gather your board of directors in your company so that you can have that those people that you can trust, right? But I feel like I am here to tell you, like, okay, now you have this person, go to this person and ask them this, okay? But don't say it like this, say it like that, because when I said it like this, this is what I got. You want that? Okay, yeah, so go ahead and do it like I got. Because you don't want what I got. What I got, you don't want it. So that's kind of like my goal there, is to kind of just like fill in those gaps and facilitate where I needed facilitation. And now looking back on it, I know exactly what, you know, needed to happen or what should have happened or what I should have done or, you know, all the wouldas and couldas and shouldas. But like I said earlier, we're all exactly where we're supposed to be. And everything happens for a reason. Because if it wasn't for me going through that, I wouldn't be here investing in myself.
Well said. Sound like a true pro.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you because, like, when all of that happened, like, I was, like, spiraling mentally. I had to go on a stress leave, basically, on in that job. Because I was just, like, the imposter syndrome attacked me. Chokehold, honey. Chokehold. Had me in a chokehold, the imposter syndrome. I did not think I was enough. I was like, this is impossible. And I didn't want to leave the company, and I ultimately did end up leaving. But, you know, I was not in a good place. And when I had fell into that dark place, that's when I was like, I will absolutely never, ever, ever let another company do this to me. I will never let my livelihood be contingent upon one company that has the ability to do all of this, tell me I'm doing fantastic, but not enough. What? Crazy. Sounds freaking insane. You're doing fantastic, phenomenal things, but it's just not enough.
Enough.
Well, butter my dang on biscuits then. I'm just gonna sit my tail down. Oh, well.
You got some sayings, but it's true though. It is very true. I think everybody who's been black in spaces have experienced that in some capacity. I definitely think black women probably experience a little bit more though. 100%. And there's no reason, but I mean, you know, everything to me is always politics. That's the one thing I'll
believe. It's all freaking politics. It's ridiculous. That's why I stopped investing in my mental. I stopped investing my mental into these jobs. I come to work, I do what I'm supposed to do for the day, I go home, and everything I have left, I pour into my own stuff. That is what is keeping me sane. I'm not even going to lie to you. That is what is keeping me from going crazy in corporate America, is the fact that I have this, all of my other things to lean on. Because, and I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't care what time it is, if it's during the work week, during the work day, all y'all got to do is piss me off. And I'm gonna close this computer, and what I'm gonna do, open that one. But please do it, because I got stuff to do over here. Do it.
I feel like everybody does that.
as we should, because that's another thing that keeps me sane. Because when y'all start getting to the point where I feel like y'all mess with my head and I get upset, because I don't get upset over what happened at work. I don't care. The company is not gonna implode because of what happened here. And if it did, then y'all ain't paying me enough. If anything that I can do is going to make the company implode, I need to be making more money. I'm sorry. That's just that.
Yeah.
That's just bad. Is that bad?
No, it's not. I think nothing. No, not at all. No.
That's really how I see it. Anyway. So.
That's funny. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you have? You have someone else?
Oh, I don't know. It's my ADHD happening. Sorry. I thought I was going somewhere, but I wasn't. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did have a final question for you. I have two questions for you, actually. First question, how do you think black men and women can become better together? Because I feel like we're very divided now. So I'll start off with that question.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, man. There's so much. I mean, maybe we can just be freaking reasonable. Maybe we can start there. Be reasonable. Like, maybe not ask for something you cannot provide to somebody. Don't like expect things. First of all, eliminate the expectations. Nobody needs to have expectations on what anybody needs to be doing. It's an unhealthy thing, period. Expectations need to be eliminated. Now, when you have requirements for engagement, yes, fantastic, phenomenal, keep those. But don't play in them. Don't lower them. Because when you play in them and lower them, you play with yourself. So understand who you are and your worth, both black men and black women. Because there are phenomenal black men that just ain't, I don't know if they ain't got the recipe, if they ain't got the formula, if they ain't got the sauce, I don't know what it is. But they keep getting these women that have nothing to offer them. And as a woman, like, so for me as a woman, I take pride in like my man being proud of having me as his woman. You know what I'm saying? It's like an ebb and flow. You proud of me, baby? Oh, well, baby, I'm proud of you. To me, like, there needs to be more of that in our community when it comes to men and women. And then I also just think that we need to just, why do we hate each other right now? Like, why? Why are we acting like this? We don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. Like, why do women feel like they have to get something from men? They always got to see what a man has to offer for them. Baby, what are you doing? Y'all lazy and always worry about a man. Make it stay the best. Y'all lazy, always worry about a boyfriend. Go get you some money. Worry about yourself. Worry about making yourself complete before you worry about any other type of person. Because that's what I'm worried. I'm worried because my stuff is complete. Complete. I complete me. Okay? Mm. So let's not be looking for completion in other people. Let's make sure that we are grounded and rooted in who we are before we even invite others into our space. Because how are you going to invite somebody into chaos?
Yeah.
How are you going to invite somebody into chaos and then get mad when they start acting chaotic in your chaos? What? No, that doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, we just need to get realistic, like for real. We need to get realistic. If you don't ask for nothing you can't provide, don't ask for any value from anybody. If you cannot provide that same value, if not an equal value back.
Yeah.
Make your standards reasonable for what you have to offer.
Mm.
Okay? Let's get into it. Because, baby girl, you don't need to be working at Amazon saying that you are only going to date somebody who makes six figures. Please make that make sense.
Take a sip of this real quick.
All right.
And same thing for men. Like, you might work at Amazon, you work at Chick-fil-A, you work at wherever. A job is a job. Is a job in 2024, right? That's T. A job is a job. But if you have a different job than the woman that you're pursuing, like a different industry, a different caliber, and then you wonder why it's not working out.
Yeah.
And it's cool if y'all have goals, like if you have goals or whatever, but you need to be with somebody that's on the same playing field that has equal goals as you. So it's not like it's a constant push and pull because it's going to be too much tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I was we need to get reasonable. We need to get real. And we need to just freaking calm down. Like, Black men need Black women. Black women need Black men. And baby, while we at it, Black women are the blueprint. So before you fix your mouth to say anything negative about a Black woman, realize who you came from and realize who we all came from. Look it up. Catch it.
I think we can stop right here.
Catch it.
Oh, you know what? Forget the second question. I think we stop right here. Because I think that's a good soundboard. And I really do appreciate you taking the time. Where can people find you? I know you said NBAJ. Is that just on Instagram? Where is it
at? @TheNBAJ, TheNBAJ on everything, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. What's the other one? I don't know.
Twitter? X?
No, I'm not on X. I don't do Xing.
Threads. Blue Sky?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then that's it.
Okay.
That's it. So, what is it? What I say? Threads, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
NBAJ.
Oh, and Lemonade. Get at me on
Lemonade. Oh, Lemonade. Yeah.
Yes. So I am on the Lemonade wave. If you need help with your career, let me know. And if you want to buy a puppy, let me know. I have some phenomenal doodles that'll be ready to take home here within the next few months. So I'm really excited. I'm going to have a house full of puppies again, and it's going to be loud around here. It's going to
be so loud. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of crying and whining and just a bunch of happy dogs. Well, seriously, I really do appreciate you taking the time to join. This was great. Social media is weird. I never knew your dating life before this conversation. I feel like I learned a lot about you.
I know, right? Isn't social media so fun? It's like, okay, internet friends now.
So, yes, internet
friends. All the things that your mom tried to protect you from when you were, like, younger, and now you have all of the things.
Yeah. It's like we're not all weird. Okay.
We're not weird, everyone. No, we're not all weird. I'm a little weird, but I'm the good weird. I like to think anyway.
Well, for those who listen, thank you so much for tuning into that episode. Make sure to check her out. And as always, until next time, peace.